Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller, and in our first segment today, we're going to talk about homesteading. This is what I mean. Imagine never going to the grocery store again. Imagine feeding yourself by growing your own food, maybe planting vegetables in a garden, or raising animals for meat, maybe pigs. Do you think that's possible? Could you grow enough food for your own family in your own backyard? And if you did, how big of a backyard would you need? In this story, I'll get some answers from people who live in Georgia and in Kansas. This story is called 21st Century Homesteading.
Come on! Yeah, get over here.
It's feeding time, but Clara the pig does not want to come when she's being called.
Hey, Clara, come here.
Clara is pregnant. She's really fat, and she just wants to lie there in the mud beside a large pond.
You know, it's warm, it's sunny, and so they're just kind of hanging out right now.
That's Monica DeLoach. She and her husband, Byron, have three pigs total. The pigs live in the backyard, just a stone's throw away from the two-story suburban house. The property is about 6.5 acres, and several neighboring houses are close by.
Do the neighbors generally notice all this?
Yeah, but we've never had a complaint ever about any of our animals.
Monica says actually most of the neighbors like having this small farm right here along the road. The pigs are quiet and clean and don't bother people. In fact, whenever the pigs are slaughtered, the neighbors may even get to share in the meat.
We'll have Hawaiian luau, neighborhood Hawaiian luau.
The DeLoaches also raise rabbits, and they eat the rabbits. The rabbits live in pens and enclosures that sit around the yard.
That is the best part about raising your own food. You can look out there and see your animals actually happy. They're happy animals. And yeah, maybe we kill them to eat them, but... they were happy up until that time, anyways.
They have a garden that takes up about 1/2 acre of their land. They can grow a lot of food in a relatively small space. One year, they canned 1,000 jars of vegetables in various forms.
So we had tomatoes, we had salsas, we had pickles, we had squashes, sweet potatoes, everything.
Okra.
Yeah.
And we also have apple trees, so we do a lot of our own applesauce and things like that.
The DeLoaches are originally from Texas. They've been in this North Georgia location for about 9 years and been married for more than 20 years. Farming isn't all they do. Monica is a blogger, and Byron's day job, he works with computers.
I do a lot of work from home, so, you know, honestly, I'd have to say I do spend, it's a 40-hour-a-week job at least, in the computer field, so.
The specific type of farming they do is called homesteading. That means they're not the kind of farmers who grow only one crop, soybeans or corn or something like that, and try to make a living by selling that one crop. Instead, they grow a whole variety of food for their own kitchen table.
I think homesteading is just a term to say I am attempting, in some form or fashion, to supply my family with food right here where I can control it, I can grow it, I can plant it, I can harvest it when I want to, and I also can control if it has pesticides or chemicals on it.
Hank Will is a farmer who lives in Kansas. He's also an author, and he edits Grit magazine. He wrote a book on the subject. The book is called Plowing with Pigs and Other Creative, Low-Budget Homesteading Solutions. Will says he's not sure exactly how many people are homesteaders, but the numbers are growing.
It's in the millions of households, actually, in our country, if you include, even what I would consider to be the casual backyard chicken folks who are raising a small flock for eggs. And it's really hard to get a good firm number on it strictly because our USDA census doesn't, the farm census doesn't really get at that very well.
The internet is actually helping more and more people become homesteaders. In the last few years, a plethora of homesteading websites and blogs have appeared, and homesteaders openly share tips and tricks that they've learned.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most sort of fantastic components of what I'd call, the 21st century homesteading movement is that folks, by and large, folks are willing to share.
Monica DeLoach has a blog called The Dancing Farmer, where she writes about things that she's learned. Some of the ideas that she shares are ingenious. For example, she and her husband have found a way to both feed their bunnies and get their yard trimmed at the same time. Here's how it works. The DeLoaches keep litters of young rabbits in a special, portable metal enclosure, which they push around their yard. The enclosure has an open bottom so the rabbits can hop down on the lawn and eat the grass. The bunnies act like tiny, fuzzy, hungry lawnmowers.
I don't even have to mow my backyard.
So seriously, you don't have to mow your lawn when you've got enough rabbits?
When I have enough rabbits, yeah. If I just have a few, I do.
Yeah.
And obviously, you can see I have a big backyard, so sometimes I do have to kind of touch up.
Yeah, and the neat thing is the rabbits, you know, they go to the bathroom wherever they're at, so we get plenty of fertilizer.
You can see where they were.
So that's what homesteading is about, ingenuity and self-sufficiency. But back to the initial question at the beginning of this story, is it really possible to feed yourself off of your own land? Could you really avoid the grocery store forever? Well, neither the DeLoaches nor Hank Will claim they get 100% of their food from their own backyards, but they can grow the majority of it.
It depends on year to year. I know at points we have probably supplied, I wouldn't say 3/4, how about 2/3 of our food?
Oh, golly, I would say darn close to 70%, something like that.
Of course, the DeLoaches and Hank Will have considerably more land than the average homeowner. The DeLoaches have more than 6 acres, and Hank Will has more than 100. They've got plenty of space to grow food. So what if you had a normal-sized lawn? Could you homestead on a small piece of land? Monica DeLoach says yes.
You can actually grow a lot of vegetables in a very, very small area. And if people learn how to garden a little bit out of season, like winter growing, you can harvest pretty much every vegetable you eat all year long, except for maybe like an avocado.
Hank Will says something similar. He says he knows a blogger who grew vegetables and raised chickens on a standard quarter-acre-sized home lot. The blogger's little garden and chickens added up to a large amount of food.
One of my favorite grit bloggers, his name is Paul Gardner. You know, he's one of these guys that he's a numbers guy. So they gardened. I mean, they pretty much gardened their entire backyard and had a poultry flock. And he did the math. He did the math for us at one point. And, you know, what he did in his little backyard amounted to around $4,500 worth of high-quality produce and eggs and meat that largely fed the family for a year. You know, they're avid canners and food preserving people, you know what I mean?
Why do people start doing this, particularly people who didn't grow up in a farm, who aren't steeped in this tradition at all, maybe somebody who's a computer programmer, insurance salesman, something like that?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the greatest questions, and it's a really fun one to discuss. I personally believe that there's an agrarian gene in at least a large portion of the population. There's a fundamental need to be connected to nature or the land, however you want to kind of look at it. And I think there's also a self-sufficiency gene in there somewhere also that drives folks to want to be connected to something. For lack of a better word, that's real.
And again, he has a book. It's called Plowing with Pigs and Other Creative, Low-Budget Homesteading Solutions. It includes advice for would-be homesteaders as well as many photographs from his own farm. Monica and Byron DeLoach's farm is located in North Georgia. You can find out more about them at thedancingfarmer.com. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.